Our first question comes from Mate Nemes from UBS. Please go ahead.
Yes, good morning, and thank you for the presentation. I have three questions, please. The first one is on risk. We are seeing a quite clear material intra-year swing in a loss rate, first half around 0.9, second half about 1.25. Could you elaborate what drove this or confirm better my understanding is correct? Is this mainly related to the synchronization of collection and write-off procedures? And if so, is the second half loss rate indicative of what we can expect on a run rate basis without any further management? I.e., how do we get back to the 1%? Roughly 1% level from here onwards. That's the first question. The second question is costs. Clearly, another round of ambitious cost savings planned for 2026, 15 to 20 million, and it seems like the bulk of that is coming from strategic initiatives benefits. If you could elaborate on what exactly is included here, that would be helpful. And the last question is on NII and more specifically the margin. I think you're expecting a stable margin. We can clearly see declining funding costs, but at the same time on the asset side, the now lower interest rate cap clearly means you have to reprice some of your personal loans. Could you give us an approximate bridge in 2026 as to the margin? And if you could also highlight how much of your personal loan portfolio is currently at rates above the regulatory limit. Thank you.
Thanks, Martin, and good morning. And let me hand over to Volker for the first question, and Pascal will take the next two.
Yeah, Martin, you're absolutely right in your observation. So first half loss rate was at 0.9% and second half at 1.2%. And this difference between first half and second half is driven by this synchronization effect. That's an activity that we started to execute in Q4 24 already, and that has been benefiting the first half more than the second half because we have now reached a kind of new equilibrium, basically. What I want to add to that is that we also in the past have been seeing always it kind of sends a bit of seasonality between the first half and the second half. So typically the second half is slightly worse than the first half, which is probably comes a bit on top. I think generally, obviously, when it comes now to looking ahead, we do not manage the loss rate in isolation. We manage in this triangle for profitability. I mean, we are now guiding for a loss rate in 26 of an around 1% level, and I think we can get there. We will get there by actually managing this triangle.
Pascal?
Thank you, Matthias. Second question is related to cost and ultimately as all the continued expected reductions of operating expense from 15 to 20 million in 2026. And this is basically as the results of four specific activities. I would say three of them are highly strategic. The first one is obviously lower personnel costs expecting resulting from the work we have done now over the last 1 to 2 years, meaning particularly the automation we have achieved in some of our processes and continuous optimizations of our operating models and service deliveries. The second one is we clearly expect in 2026 further efficiency gain in IT. So we have done a lot of work related to IT consolidations, decommissioning of infrastructure, which we also still continue to do in 2026. And we'll have a bit of less funding costs related to strategic initiatives. Obviously, we'll start in 2027 as this new strategic program, but 2026, it's more the end of the strategy cycle. The third one is we will start to see a bit, certainly less than what we have seen at least year, but continued reductions in depreciation and amortization expense from some software and intangible assets reaching the end of life in 2026. And the last one is I think what we have demonstrated is now for almost decades, this very disciplined approach on expense management, depending on how revenue was developed. So we clearly also proactively manage any discretionary costs. So with that, and particularly as the initiatives which are being implemented, what we have achieved in 2025, so we are we firmly believe so that the 15 to 20 million is achievable. The last questions around the NIM. So we expect for 2026 a stable NIM around the level as we have been as we in 2025. Given as all the strategy as all we have implemented the last 1 to 2 years in the personal loans, so we've more focused on high quality assets by default, as we have a limited exposure now to contracts which are today priced at the max level.
That is very helpful. Thank you very much. And Pascal, wanted to thank you for the years of constructive collaboration and discussions we had in our earnings calls and other venues. I wish you the best in the next stage of your career. We'll clearly miss you dearly.
Thank you.
The next question comes from Daniel Wrigley from ZKB. Please go ahead.
Yes, good morning. And obviously, I first would like to follow Mate. Also from my side, thanks a lot, Pascal, for the years of collaboration and working together was always a pleasure. To my questions, first, quickly on the personal loans book, and obviously we have seen another decline in H2, which was not that unexpected due to more restrictive lending. Can you maybe talk a little bit about how you have kind of released your lending policy again early this year, and whether there was some kind of connection to the US tariffs and expected short time work in certain segments of Switzerland? And then secondly, a follow-up on the net interest margin. Can you maybe give us a little bit of guidance on the cost of financing side and how far you expect the cost of financing to go down this year? Thanks.
Thanks, Daniel, and good morning to you as well. Let me just start on the P-loan side and then Volker over to you and Pascal on the NIM question. So the second half is a couple of dynamics here, right, Daniel? So firstly, as I mentioned, we held the share in the second half, which implies that the market sort of moved in a similar direction, right? I think this is something that you've seen from us frequently as a leader in the market. You know, we typically set the tone in pricing, we set the tone in risk management, and others, and the market ends up following in a way. That's sort of just to give you some context. Let me hand over to Volker indeed for the questions on the policy and impact of what we see in the market.
Yeah, Daniel, it's part actually of regular risk management to optimize underwriting procedures and adjust it to the macro environment that we are currently seeing. With that said, I mean, macro in Switzerland is obviously very resilient, so even if there would be swings, we wouldn't be hit by that immediately. It would take some time to kind of eat into the portfolios. I mean, when it comes to the releasing lending policies, the kind of adjustments that we have been doing, it's actually also part of regular risk management. We have been identifying segments that we have been exiting before because we wanted to be cautious. And now currently also with more granular segmentation, we feel comfortable that we can re-enter these segments and by that support the growth, given that this is profitable growth. And that's kind of, again, back to this triangle where we try to find the right balance between risk, between the pricing and also the volumes to support growth in the business.
Okay, thank you.
On a NIM and particularly as on the cost of funding or interest expense, I would like to reiterate the approach we have around the first managing the net interest margin. So we have seen, although certainly as some volatility as in swaps rates. We have implemented as a very clear the dynamic pricing, and depending on how these interest rates develop, although we can, we go up or down as with the pricing, with the target to calibrate the net interest margin around stable. If I look at now the interest expense, so how they developed 24 to 25, 153% in 24, now 133, we would expect a slightly reduction so in 2026 as well.
Okay, thanks a lot.
As a reminder, if you wish to register for a question, please press star followed by one. Gentlemen, there are no further questions. Mr. Laubenthal, back over to you for any closing remarks.
Excellent. Thank you. Well, look, thanks for dialing in, everyone, this morning and listening to our webcast here in terms of the earnings. I think good results, income at 180. I think we're delivering on the key controllables in terms of cost loss. I think a good outlook for the remainder of the year. And we look forward to continuing the discussions with you. Thank you very much for listening in this morning.